It's Thursday, March 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Haryana state introduced an anti-conversion bill. 9 other states in India have already passed such laws. International Christian Concern President Jeff King said, quote, "These laws are primarily used to suppress and persecute Christians. Such legislation only emboldens the Hindu nationalists to attack Christians and suppress the freedom of religion," end quote. A local pastor in Haryana said, quote, "There has been a gradual shutdown of house churches in the region where I live through threats and violence. The new law will be one more step to validate what they have been doing to Christians," end quote. India is the 10th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Yesterday, a Russian airstrike hit a maternity hospital in Mariupol, Ukraine. The strike injured at least 17 people. The strike came despite a ceasefire agreement yesterday for civilians to escape several Ukrainian cities. Samaritan's Purse, the Christian relief organization headed up by Franklin Graham, is setting up a field hospital in Lviv, Ukraine. The hospital will be able to handle 100 patients per day, as well as 14 major surgeries or 30 minor surgeries per day. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham said, quote, "Ukrainian families are hurting and in desperate need of physical aid and prayer during this difficult time. We are deploying life-saving medical care to aid people who are suffering. We want to meet the needs of these people in their darkest moments while pointing them to the light and hope of Jesus Christ." On Tuesday, the Congress of Guatemala approved the law 5272 for the protection of life and the family. The law punishes abortionists with up to 25 years in prison and bars faux homosexual marriage. The law also prohibits schools from teaching children that they can pretend to be the opposite sex. Evangelical pastors throughout the country submitted 100,000 signatures in favor of the law. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "The God of Israel said, 'The Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.'" A school in Washington State is punishing a second-grade student for talking to her classmates about Jesus on the playground. North Hill Elementary School has sent the girl to the principal's office at least 10 times this year, and even inspected her bag every morning for Christian tracts, if you can believe that. The American Center for Law and Justice is helping the girl's family and plans to take the situation to court if the school continues to punish her. On Tuesday, the Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill. The measure prohibits schools from teaching sexually perverted lifestyles to young children in pre-K through third grade. The bill now heads to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who supports it. During a news conference, a liberal reporter asked DeSantis about the bill, which some are calling the, quote, "Don't Say Gay," end quote, bill. Listen to DeSantis respond.
What critics call the Don't Say Gay bill is on the Senate floor.
Does it say that in the bill?
Know that you support.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill, because you are pushing false narratives. It doesn't matter what critics say.
Well, it says it bans classroom instruction on sexual identity and gender orientation.
For who? For grades pre-K through 3. So 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. The idea that you wouldn't be honest about that and tell people what it actually says, it's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. And so we disabuse you of those narratives. And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into their school curriculum.
Ephesians 6, verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Hawaii is the last state to lift its mask mandate. The Democrat governor said the mandate will end by March 26th. New COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have been decreasing in recent weeks. And finally, great news. Explorers have finally found the wreck of Ernest Shackleton's ship, the Endurance. Scientists say the ship is amazingly well-preserved at 10,000 feet below the surface of clear, icy waters. Shackleton is known for leading three British expeditions to the Antarctic, the Discover Expedition, the Nimrod Expedition, and the Shackleton-Rowett Expedition. On the second expedition, the Endurance became lodged in the ice of the Weddell Sea and sank there in 1915. Due to Shackleton's remarkable leadership, all the crew survived. Pick up a copy of Shackleton's autobiography entitled South, the story of Shackleton's last expedition, 1914 to 1917. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.